John mentioned towards the beginning of the interview how he was first exposed to They Might Be Giants. And I had a similar type thing when I was younger, that I was first exposed to They Might Be Giants. My dad took us on a huge trip, a road trip around the country, and on one of the mix CDs had Cowtown on it. So could you please just explain to me the inspiration behind Cowtown, my favorite They Might Be Giants song?
Oh, you know, Cowtown is actually the Cowtown is probably the very earliest song that we worked on as They Might Be Giants. In fact, there was sort of we played as a trio with this fellow Dave Lindsay, who's actually Arta Lindsay's cousin. I don't know if you know who Arta Lindsay is, but he was in a band called DNA. It was a very important New York band in the early 80s, part of this whole new wave, no wave implosion. But his cousin David was a stand-up bass player, and we jammed with him a few times, rehearsed with him a few times. And one of the songs we put together, John and I put together, was that song Cowtown. It's really Linnell's song, but I contributed some lyrics. But Cowtown is really like the original They Might Be Giants song. It's a pretty lighthearted song. I think the lyric that I contributed sort of vaguely inspired by 2001. A space odyssey, so it's pretty hard to explain.
Fine. Oh, that's perfect. You don't have to go further than that.
Speaking of Jesse's childhood love of your music, etc., you're a band that actually does children's albums as well as music for adults, and I think that's an important thing to do, create children's media that doesn't talk down to children. Because it's kind of tough being a kid, and people sort of forget about that. And I wanted to ask you about the children's music. Is there any more of that on the way? Are you done with that forever? Why did you do all the children's music? What are your thoughts on that in general?
Children's music is an interesting challenge. You know, I think it's sort of everything all at the same time. You know, there's so much about having a music career that is like... It's like you want a sip of water and you get a fire hose pointed at your face. These are the things that are great about doing children's stuff. Writing songs for children is just a great challenge, open-ended writing challenge, because unlike working within like sort of a rock music environment where you can almost feel like the walls are coming, you know, closing in around you, just because of the music culture that you're working in, writing for kids is just the most optimistic, open-ended kind of writing you can do. Playing for kids can be very rewarding, just because you're often the first live music they've ever seen. You know, there are going to be people in the audience who are just going to be enthralled in a way that is... It's very different than a regular crowd, but it also works the other way. Like, you know, kids can be a brutal audience. You know, they can be bored out of their minds and make that fact extremely clear. I mean, it's as a performer, it's whenever people in the audience are just not even looking at you, you just feel a little neglected. The thing that's ultimately tough about doing kid stuff is how many people have preconceived notions that you can't do anything but kid stuff when you enter that arena. You know, I mean, since after doing some kids work, you know, we've released rock music that has really, you know, transgressive, messed up lyrics, and you know, people who obviously were introduced to the band through the kids stuff will be kind of offended or mortified that what they consider to be Family Act to be doing this kind of offensive material. And that's a little bit strange, you know. I mean, it's strange for us just because we sort of feel like we've established ourselves to a certain extent and shouldn't have to sort of bend just to fit a category. And then there's also just this weird thing about doing kids' stuff, which is having people trying to bring their kids into shows and in bars at 11 o'clock at night and having to explain to people,
a rough one. And the new tour is not for kids, right?
There is not a single show for kids on this new tour. So yeah, people get a sitter. If you want to see a show, just, tell the kids we'll be around next time. Because, by and large, it's actually a little bit difficult to just even set kids shows up. You know, they kind of have to happen on the weekends. And they have to be in sort of safe places. You know, you have to keep the amount of broken glass on the ground to a minimum. And in most of the places we play, that is actually would be considered
a potential hazard.
Yeah, it's an unreasonable request to think of. You know, many of the venues we play in have had particles of broken glass on the ground for the last 25 years, so it's not going to change.
Speaking of venues, this tour is coming through D.C. You're going to be playing on April 24th at the 9:30 Club, so people in the area can go look at that. What can fans expect from this tour? And then we'll get out of your hair for this fine morning.
Well, we're doing a lot of songs. We've been doing this monthly stand at the Music Hall of Williamsburg in Brooklyn and doing a lot of different sort of themed shows, doing different albums in their entirety. And because of that, we've sort of refreshed our repertoire on a lot of older material that we don't know that well, didn't know that well before we did the specialty shows. And so when it comes to, like, old chestnuts, I think we'll be pulling out some slightly less orthodox favorites from the
catalog.
Some
deep cut They Might Be Giants tracks.
Yeah, some deep cuts, some, you know, beloved songs that you probably haven't heard in our live show before. And we also have all these brand new dial-a-song tracks that we're really excited about, and they just seem to be going over really well. I mean, it's a really exciting time for us, to be perfectly honest. You know, it's great. I love all these new songs, and just to be completely candid, there's this strange thing about how easily songs can kind of move from recordings into the show. And it is a bit of an acid test of the quality of the song. I remember reading an interview with Mick Jagger where he was saying that basically he knows a piece of catalog from the Rolling Stones is, he knows if an album is a good one or not if they've done more than two songs in their live show from it. And
that's a good litmus test, I think, in general.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean,
so, yeah,
I don't think he's.
Sorry, we have to wrap this up. Quick here. So I would just like to, again, thank you so much for doing this interview. We really appreciate it here at the station. People should go out to your show on April 24th in D.C. at the 9:30 Club, and everyone should go check out Dial-A-Song. You've been putting out some great stuff through that, and I will be continuing to put it out over here at WGMU as long as you guys continue to keep supplying them. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, fellas, for having me on the air. I really appreciate it, and thanks for spinning our records.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.